This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, talking about something that is second nature to me, very easy for me, and natural: creating. I never lost touch with the whimsy that I had as a child in creating. Sometimes I get overly analytical about it and I try to figure out how to do something, but my best creations ever have come from an all-out ask or wish or visualization. I'm trying to describe the energy behind what I did when I would call a vision forward. It often for me came out of a great appreciation or a sense of awe that I was feeling in an experience, and it caused me to do some creating on the spot. When I sat along the Wisconsin River in Wisconsin that first time I saw the bend near Spirit River, I was so taken over with appreciation and wonder and awe that my whole being stopped, was just stopped in its tracks to appreciate. Out of that freedom, that feeling of incredible expansiveness, unlimitedness, came a desire that I put on paper. I didn't know within a month I would be owning Spirit River. So what did I do there? I unleashed my creativity. I'm still connected with that natural feeling of awe and wonder that I had as a child, where I ask and then I go into playtime. I imagine myself feeling it before I did any investigation or study of transformational work with anybody. I was already doing this. It's natural for me because I play in my mind. I imagine what I want. So I unleashed my childhood creativity to think outside the box, just to imagine possibility and create without limitation. I tapped into it through appreciation. I don't know how you are going to tap into it, but I get there through a sense of awe and wonder about my world and fun and joy. Then when I'm in that state, I can't think of limitations. They are not big enough to stop the amazing energy of the creation. So I don't get hung up. And I decide it feels so good to visualize what I want that when I see something that I don't want that seems like a limitation, I don't fix myself on it. I don't fix attention on it. I don't zoom in on it and make it clear and vivid. So one of my techniques is to not focus on what I don't want. So in other words, focus on what I want. When you're super excited and you're unleashed, it's difficult to settle into the status quo. It's not difficult to think of unconditional, unconventional solutions and approaches. The joy in the creativity, it breaks you free from whatever you think could limit you. It's fear usually that locks you into all these considerations and lists of ways things can go wrong. So stepping into your childhood energy and effervescence, it does so many things. It's like a shield. It's like a invincibility cloak. Harry Potter had the invisibility cloak, but I have an invincibility cloak, and it's my childhood wonder and whimsy that people told me was naive. It has been noted throughout my lifetime that has been a huge superpower for me. Sometimes I've gotten hurt with it, but most of the time it's been a superpower. It expands my possibilities because I feel invincible. My imagination allows me to just think big. And when I'm feeling like a joyful child, I don't limit myself. It just allows me to see and vision outcomes and just to be present in the feeling So my reticular activation system, it's a mechanism in the back of your brain, at the back of your head. It senses things. It doesn't know if what it's sensing is actually happening or not. So when you're deeply imaginative, you're going in there and you're setting you're setting your thermostat, your internal thermostat, at the feelings that you're feeling. And if you spend quite a bit of time in those joyous feelings, your being is going to get used to that. And it's going to find a pathway to that, to the scenario that's going to create that for you. So when I'm a girl and I say, I never have been to school, a college, I've only been to kindergarten, and I want to be a teacher. My being isn't saying, wow, what do I have to do to become a teacher? Let me do some research. My being is already in a classroom, teaching, enjoying being a teacher, imagining and fantasizing about what it's going to be like. So there's so much brilliance and protection, actually, in unleashing your childhood effervescence. So today I talked with you about unleashing your creativity. I do that through meditating. I do that through going around places, around things, around activities that I enjoy, and then thinking about what I would like. I take myself through situations where my creativity is heightened because I'm just exploring. And my effervescence, my high-level energy, then supports me in overcoming limitations because I feel so incredibly on top of things that it navigates me through. I keep a focus on my target because the target's glorious. And as I do that, my possibilities are expanded. So those are the three areas I talked about today. I'll continue with this tomorrow. For today, I want you to really get in touch with the highest level of whimsy and creativity that you can in a meditation, thinking back on the picture that you chose and the person that you were being and what you felt like in that photograph from yesterday's homework. Have a beautiful day.